the term for this is called prison gerrymandering. It's when they build prisons in predominantly white, rural, Republican communities. And the majority of people that we incarcerate in this country, in each state, is usually black and brown people out of urban developments or bigger cities. Now, these smaller rural communities that are predominantly white tend to vote Republican. This is where they build all the prisons. Now, they take all the people out of these cities who tend to vote Democrat and lock them up. When they lock them up, they then count them at the prison for the population census. The prison becomes their official place of residence. The number of representatives is determined by the population of your local district. So when you're counting inmates in these districts, you're increasing the population, effectively increasing the voting power. The problem is these inmates cannot vote. They have no voice, which in return gives the actual residents in that district more voting power, all the while diminishing the voting power of the districts that you're arresting these people out of. Prison gerrymandering is a very dirty game, and it's how Republicans keep power in Florida. They have the trifecta. They have a supermajority. They've got the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion because of prison gerrymandering. Florida slapped full of prisons in rural-ass communities and BFE all throughout North Florida mostly, in which now you're giving these people who live there so much more representation and voting power and say in our democracy than the communities that are actually more densely populated and have a majority of the people. I wish more people would become educated on this so we can band together and vote to have this shit changed. This is why Republicans love voter suppression so much. This is why they do not want convicted felons to vote, but they want to put one in the White House.
Do your research on prison gerrymandering and gerrymandering in general. Going back to the 3/5 compromise of the U.S. Constitution, exploiting black folks in order to empower the white vote has always been an issue. For he who has an ear to hear, let him hear.